Okay, so he went with the Dodgers. Sirota and River Ryan. He thinks it's the best package. Meanwhile, Ken Rosenthal, MLB insider, well-known, of course. Also with MLB Network, right? Yeah, okay. Here's what he had to say, his latest in terms of, you know, expected Skubal trade talks. Brewers are gaining momentum, and what the Brewers don't have, what they have is the best prospect in baseball.
Which they're unlikely to move.
Well, here's my question. You have said you're a quality over quantity guy.
Mm-hmm.
Between Milwaukee, the Dodgers, and the Yankees, could you give them Skubal and to land their top prospect?
Like Skubal and Vest.
Skubal and Vest. Skubal and Torres. Like the Brewers maybe have a problem at third base. They can move their second baseman to third, put Torres at second. Is this a doable thing? Skubal and Torres for Jesus Madde, the best prospect in the game, who's a double-A Biloxi. He's a shortstop, hitting .280 with a .355 on base, 6 home runs, and an .815 OPS.
I think it's unlikely that a team like the Brewers would be willing to depart with their number one
Let me back up
prospect.
Too. Also, the Tigers would pay the $11 million.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, the Brewers have made deals in the past. They've gone big. Remember, they traded for CC Sabathia years ago. So they're not afraid of making a big deal, but they do have constraints when it comes to money. If you're the Tigers, your thought going into this season was that you were going to make a run for the playoffs. And, you know, you lost the arbitration. You had to pay Skubal his $32 million or whatever number it was. So you're already thinking to yourself that we're going to have to pay this money anyway. Will it suck to bite the bullet and have to eat most of that $11 million if you're going to want to get a deal done with Milwaukee? Yeah, it might. But if you get the player you want, then go do it. You know, all that is dependent on who's really available. You know, if the Brewers aren't offering you the top prospect, which I doubt they would, even if you add more to the package, but they're offering you some of these other players that the guy mentioned, you're still going to have to weigh the deals against each other. And if it comes down to you're going to take this other deal because you don't have to pay off the contract, that's the wrong reason to do it.
Yeah, I think the Tigers, and let's face it, it would be a good move for Chris Illich to say, yeah, we'll pay the contract to add to the talent of this team.
If it means that if you find your best, if they think, let's just say that they deem the best package of players they get is from Milwaukee, but to facilitate that trade, they have to make that payment.
Yep.
Then do it and be loud about it. So, yeah, you know what? It sucks. We have to win this position. We have to trade Tarek Skubal. But in the end, we had to do what's best for our team, and it was best for our team to acquire these players. And to do that, we had to pay the price, and we were willing to do that.
All right. What about the Dodgers? Skubal plus for their best prospect, which is a 21-year-old outfielder, Josue De Paula, who's also a double-A Tulsa, .320 batting average, .422 on base, with a .985 OPS and 8 home runs. Could you go Skubal plus Vest, Skubal plus, you know, whatever bullpen arm you want, or whatever, I mean, heck, whatever they want, if you can get their top prospect. And I don't know if you're as high in DePaul as you are Sirota.
Well, he's their number one prospect, and he's, what is he in all of baseball? Top 10 in all baseball or something?
He's number 8.
Yeah, so whoever they think it is, would I go ahead and try to get the, yeah, because I do believe in quality over quantity. It's nice to have other guys that are kicked in that, hey, maybe this guy pans out or whatever. And I'm not ignoring that, but I think with the Dodgers, you look at their top 4 prospects, you can get one of those guys. I don't think there's a whole lot of separation with those guys. Maybe there is, but it doesn't seem like it. There's a ton.
Yeah.
I'm sure by some metrics, there's a lot of separation. But if you're able to get somebody else, if they're going to kick in, I just, that idea of Mike Sirota and River Ryan is tantalizing.
Do you like that better than just going for their top prospect, Josue De Paula?
Well, if again, it all comes down to what scouting is. If they think that there's not much difference between Sirota and DePaula, then yeah, if you're going to throw in River Ryan, I'll take it.
Top prospect from the Yankees, George Lombard, a 21-year-old AAA center fielder who's hitting 246, but has a 384 on base, six home runs, and a 796 OPS. Would you just go for just him in a trade with the Yankees? He is the number 20 prospect in baseball.
I don't buy that he's this can't-miss guy. And the Yankees have been very adamant about letting people know that he's not available. And I'm not sure why he's not available. Looking at his minor league career, the last 3 years, he's at 231, 235, and he's brought it up to 246 this year. His OPS has gone from 672 to 748 up to 796. So a nice uptick this year. But do those sound like numbers for somebody who's can't-miss prospect, top in our organization? We're not going to trade him no matter what?
They're not as good as the other two we just talked about. And, you know, I mean, look.
There's more to it than just those numbers. But that's
there is more to it, of course. He mentioned Tampa. Tampa's top prospect is number 42 in the game, and he's at single A. He's at high A. I don't know. I think there's where we've crossed the line, and I'm not sure that that makes sense to just go for Tampa's top prospect.
Theo Gillen,
yep,
who is hitting 316 at high A ball with 1,000 OPS. Nine home runs and 31 RBIs at this point. But, yeah, it's, again, your high A ball a couple years away.
Yep. It's interesting to talk about and think about. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Gary, who's next on 97.1. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
It's a fascinating topic, but if you could do a little homework, I would love to know who the top 10 prospects were in, like, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020.
For what?
Get
for
those
who?
List of names? Like, just like Major just League Baseball.
Just in all the baseball, like I can tell you. In 2017, the top five prospects were Andrew Benintendi, Yoan Moncada, Gleyber Torres, Dansby Swanson, and Ahmed Rosario.
Okay.
That's so, in 2017.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is this is great, and we're going to lose Scooble anyway. Just like weigh what the hit rate is. Like how many of those guys pan out? How many, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
A risk.
That was it.
I just went to 2018.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna Jr., Vlad Guerrero Jr., Eloy Jimenez, and Gleyber Torres was still number five.
That's an impressive top of the game. If you get one of those guys at the top, which is why I'm willing to give the Brewers half the damn roster for Jesus Madé. He's the top prospect in the game. What, you know, sure. Scooble, Torres, Finnegan, whatever. Let's go. I mean, it's an everything must go sale. And if you want to take a team like Milwaukee and they, and they want to win the World Series, and I'm going to guess, Gator, that they do want to win the World Series.
Sure.
And they're in the same league as the Dodgers. This is the kind of trade that could put them on par with them.
And Madé was number 56 last year.
Yeah, he's skyrocketed up. Top prospect in the game. 248-539-9797. Tiger Baseball coming up this afternoon. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.